Is Sudan at war again? Easter Ministries puts the gospel in Russians' hands, and another people group has a Bible in their mother tongue. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan and South Sudan may be on the brink of war. Each side is accusing the other of breaking the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says disillusionment is growing. What started out with fanfare is being drowned out by bombs.
There is a lot at stake, but a lot of it comes down to oil and money. And there is oil along that border region, and both countries want to lay claim to that oil. Both countries want to lay claim to the money that they will earn if they can control those oil fields.
As the violence moves masses of people,
that has the potential to create humanitarian needs, but it also has the potential to have evangelism opportunities for people who are there, because we know that when there's conflict and when there's need, people are hungry and they are interested in hearing the gospel in times like that.
Voice of the Martyrs is providing Bibles, food, water, and other emergency supplies to church partners who've had to flee. We have more details on this story at our website. Elsewhere, damage from 120 tornadoes in one weekend is still being assessed in the United States, but the Evangelical Free Church of America's crisis response team's Mark Lewis says it doesn't seem so bad.
Majority of them hit in, you know, unpopulated or less densely populated areas, and it seems like local resources, in most cases, are being able to address those needs.
The EFCA won't even need to respond, but Lewis hopes the victims won't be forgotten.
The interesting thing with the tornadoes, they're in the news for the day or two, but they drop out pretty quickly. Yet, even a year later, there's still people that in that Harvest, Alabama area that need help.
The crisis response team has been working with last year's tornado victims, who were hit again last month in Harvest, Alabama. Rebuild and sometimes re-rebuild is a long way to go. Plus, emotional trauma has been serious. You can help respond with physical and spiritual rebuild. Our website has ways you can get involved. You're listening to Mission Network News. While it's been more than a week since the resurrection was celebrated in the U.S., people in Russia just finished their celebration. Russia Ministry's Paul Tokarczuk says they celebrated with outreach. First, they read scripture over a loudspeaker on Old Arbat Street in Moscow.
People were standing, stopping, and the youth from the church, they would start to talk to them, to share the gospel, and giving New Testaments, which Russian ministries published recently, called Discovery.
They handed out hundreds of New Testaments over the week-long event. Then Tokarczuk says a flash mob in a downtown mall was another tool.
In the open area where shopping and dining, they started to sing the Christian Easter song, and that kind of a musical flash mob took place in that area, and again following with the distribution of New Testaments.
More than 400 people received New Testaments there. Pray for those who received and rejected the gospel. Meanwhile, 7.5 million more people could hear the gospel now. Faith comes by hearing recently completed 8 new audio scripture recordings. The 8 languages cover Mexico, Peru, Myanmar, Cameroon, and more, representing 7.5 million people. These recordings are vital for people who can't access the scriptures in their heart language due to illiteracy, poverty, and other obstacles. To help Faith Comes by Hearing send audio players to these new groups, just visit our website. And believers in Burkina Faso gathered Saturday for the dedication of God's Word and the Kerygma, finally fully translated, printed, and available. Wycliffe Bible Translator says that there are roughly 60,000 speakers of the heart language Kerygma, although most people know the trade language. Since a fifth of the population is literate, the people are also receptive to literacy efforts. The new Bible will be a great tool to support the small but growing church in this tribe. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.